Ryan, it's great to have a chance to meet you finally. I know Cindy and Laura McNamara, who works for us, have already had an opportunity to do an interview. This time we're in Iowa and about ready to have a second annual Iowa Speedway race here, the Corn Indy 250. Your thoughts, just first of all, on the race this weekend as we get close?
Well, first, Iowa. The Iowa IndyCar race is a huge, huge race for us on the Ethanol IndyCar team. So I've been looking forward to this all year, coming out representing Ethanol in a great way. And, you know, we're happy to be here in Des Moines and Newton, Iowa. And, you know, with the floods and everything, it's kind of contradicted a bit. But I just hope we're seen as a positive here, help out in whatever way we can. I'm surprised that these folks still want to come out and watch an IndyCar race, but they do, so it's pretty cool.
Well, a lot of corn is going into making ethanol, of course, and so very important to corn growers here in the state who are having some challenges right now with this flooding, like you mentioned. And in fact, if you want to mention it, I know that the drivers in the league are doing a little bit to try to help out this weekend.
Yeah, we are. The league's done a program through the prize money that we're going to earn this weekend. We're going to donate to the Red Cross here in Iowa. So we're doing what we can, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, having worked now with this team for a while, what are your thoughts at this point in the season of having run on ethanol, worked with people in the ethanol industry, and, you know, realizing that we do have a lot of people who want to see us find ways to get over this high price of oil that we're importing from other countries?
I've learned so much since I've been here in the with the Ethanol IndyCar program, but not only that, just working with everybody at Ethanol and the movement in general, you really see that this is a real deal, and it's certainly part of the solution to America's energy crisis. And you know, should people get a better understanding of what it's all really about rather than believing a lot of the propaganda on the big networks, I think this thing will really will be solid. So we're just educating everybody we can at these pump tours. We're getting out to the root of it all and talking to what matters and who matters. It's the people who put the stuff in their tanks. So
great. Spreading the word.
Well, good luck this weekend with the race, and we're glad to have a chance to meet you and talk with you here. Hope that we get everybody through who wants to get some of this lower-priced gas today. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.